and this is Never Mind the Rumour Mill.
On Monday, April the 11th.
Now, maybe your parents told you off for gossiping a little bit when you were a child, but here, we're all about the latest trending and, well, sometimes unconfirmed rumours and, well, let's say hearsay from the blockchain. Bringing it to you every Monday, Wednesday and Friday with a little bit of luck.
And before we get started, please subscribe and like to help our channel grow. And remember, it's not a financial advice. Hope you all have a good time with us.
Yeah, we're all here for a good time. Hey, nothing to do with making money or anything like that.
Okay. Well, let's have a look on our charts.
Do we have to? I don't want to.
Maybe we have to do it, at least if we don't want to. But
all right, well, it's all red, isn't it? It's all red. No one's making money, basically. Bitcoin and Ethereum seemed, earlier today when I started writing this, they'd hit 3 weeks low. I think it's a lot worse than 3 weeks as it currently stands. It might have something to do with smart contract platforms such as Ethereum and Binance Smart Chain seeing real sharp drops in active wallet user numbers, which isn't a great sign, but obviously bull runs tend to bring people. Apart from a few outliers like Near and Dodge and a couple of others, nothing's doing particularly well, sadly. So that's my charts.
Every is performing well today, though, maybe related to the AML project, which came through the grants program recently, and Tezos Bridge as well.
Yeah, Tezos Bridge, exciting stuff. Brilliant. Well, so that's the charts. But what did we miss over the past couple of days, Anastasia? What's been going on over the weekend?
Right. Terraform Labs bought $200 million worth of Avalanche in a bid to strengthen its stablecoin ecosystem. Near holders have been enjoying green candles, maybe thanks to news of the stablecoin launch. Could you send? Ledger have released the new Nano S Plus, and Binance announced they received approval to upgrade in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, and an island turn you away, eh? There's always someone. Good old CG keeps trying, doesn't he?
Next, Elon Musk announced he won't be joining the Twitter board, but he will be rallying to add Doge payments on Twitter Blue.
That's for those of you who don't know, that's the paid version, which lets other people know that you think you're better than them. So, Twitter Blue.
Yeah. So lastly, Bitcoin Miami was a jam-packed event filled with blood, sweat, and tears.
And I wouldn't feel right, so, and I probably won't sleep well tonight if I don't say RIP to the handsome Texan man. We made a couple of jokes, but gotcha.
That's tough.
Well, sadly, so. Sorry, handsome man. Let's see what's occurring today then, shall we? So you found this rather big story trending a little earlier. Analysts at the Bank of America are saying they're bullish on Bitcoin. Bank of America, bullish on Bitcoin.
Indeed. They've stated that against the backdrop of macroeconomics event, Bitcoin is the first becoming a tool to protect assets.
Like a safe haven? Oh, who would have thought it?
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it. I've heard there's also talk on the town of Coinbase blocking users in India, which is quite sudden.
Coinbase faced regulatory issues. The National Payment Corporation of India clarified that it wasn't informed that any cryptocurrency exchange was using its UPI portal to conduct transactions. Wow. How come?
That is a hell of a sentence, Anastasia. Try saying that three times quick. God, the National Payment Corporation sounds very official and scary, doesn't it, as well? God. Next up then, our friends over at KWPC shared this one a little earlier. The UK government is to allow 5 cryptocurrency firms to operate legally and officially and all above board without.
That's cool.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Especially the word legally.
Legal cryptocurrency. Do some people find it not cool when it's legal? Does it being legal make it less cool?
I heard that UK Finance Minister is planning to do NFTs.
Yeah, good old Richie. Rishi, he's I think personally he's trying to become a one-issue politician, but let's not talk about this or I'll start cringing. I mean, God, it's not very British, is it?
Thank you very much for your attention. Please remember, same sound as our lives appear to you outside people. We are not financial advisors, but if you enjoyed our show, please bring your likes, subscribe and follow our channels. We will be very thankful and we will be very happy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.